The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Except Trish isn't here today. Trish is on vacation. So it's just me and Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, Carl. Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Good news is the sun's up.
Well, the good news is that the forecast is backed off by about 2 degrees from yesterday's prediction. The bad news is it's still 110. Oh, boy. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overnight low in the 70s. Overnight lows are going to be kind of creeping up. Friday will be the hot one with 111. Then as we head into the weekend, by Sunday, we're down to a relatively balmy 99. It'll kind of move back up into next week. But hot, dry weather and a chance of dry lightning coming up in about 10 days or so. So we are hunkered down from the heat. As we like to say, nothing carbon-based in your car, living or not, is probably a very good idea. Right now in Reading, we're looking at about 76 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, even in this hot, hot, hot day. And better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, Shasta Gas and Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Sleep Number bed, rated best in the United States by Consumer Reports in 2015. Made in America, guaranteed. And I tell you what, if you've never slept on one, you need to. You need to go over to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center or the one down in Chico and sit there and or lay there and let them show you how comfortable it is, just really how you can get a great night's sleep. And we've slept better on this in the last 3 years than we ever have before. My Sleep Number setting is 65. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We can adjust those every time we go to bed if we want to. And sometimes we do, depending on what we've done during the day. And with the new Sleep IQ technology that gives hints on, hey, maybe you want to, you know, ease up a little bit if you've been working out today or you've been out in the yard or whatever it takes. Sleep Number. Sleep Number is a great way to sleep and get your rest. And right now, a Queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,999.98. Now, that may sound like a lot, but you think about it. That's less, you know, you pay this thing and you sleep on it for you know, a couple of decades, and it's less than like 30 cents a day for a great night's sleep. Think about that. 30 cents a day for a great night's sleep. And, I mean, frankly, if you don't sleep well, the whole rest of the next day is bad. And what about your kids? Kids need lots of sleep. Well, this is what Sleep Number can do for you. Again, head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice or any of the professionals there. Or down in Chico, to the Chico store down there, to the professionals down in Chico. All right. We're going to hop into this today. We have the Veteran Service Officer today coming in with two buddies, Brad Long and Rick Ortega, to talk about employment for veterans. Of course, the Democratic National Convention is going on. Are you watching this, buddy?
No, I can't. I can't bring myself to do it.
You can't.
I didn't watch a Republican one either because it's hours of my life that I'll never get back. And you know, I have my mind made up. Nothing that any of them say is going to change my mind. Because, quite honestly, and I hate to say it, the fix is so in, and nothing short of being caught on Philadelphia Avenue with a still beating heart dripping from her hand and a knife in the other is going to derail Clinton.
Well, I tell you what, USA Today, which is, of course, the parent company of Record Searchlight, has drank the Kool-Aid, as you might say. And they're all their articles are about how great Clinton is, and if there's any articles on Trump, it's like, oh, hey, you know what, he's in cahoots with Russia. And so you say to yourself, well, what happened to the days? What happened to the days when newspapers were objective in their reporting? Okay, editorial pages, say anything you want. Letters to the editor, say anything you want. But what about objective reporting? Has it just gone? And you know what? The Record Searchlight says, no, we don't take sides here, which of course they do. I mean, if you just want to go back, you remember the city council race where
all of the money,
where they had on the front page above the fold how Reversion Semo was trying, gave all this money to certain people. Oh, he's trying to buy the election, right? They didn't say one word about the thousands of dollars that the unions were giving to their people. I mean, thousands of dollars
they were giving to their people. Yeah, yeah.
And they had a photo of Patrick Jones that I swear to you know what? If you look at that picture, I've seen pictures, the official portraits or pictures of Patrick Jones. They took one, or they had one, and this is the one they used all the time, that looked like he had literally had a had sat down extremely hard on a lemon. And so, and his mouth was like, whoop, puckered up. And it was the funniest thing, yet they kept running that one photo every time.
It's an interesting science.
Oh, yeah. And so, so when we get into that, but now, I mean, when you look at these major publications like USA Today, look at the front, just go to them online and look at the front page. Look for one article that's favorable to Trump. Now, they did have fact check on the speeches last night, and they just ripped them apart on the fact check. Biden was saying that Trump wants to carpet bomb Iraq because of ISIS. And, of course, he never used that term. That was a Ted Cruz term.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you said yesterday, it looks like Ted Cruz went out to the Democrat. Did you follow that up? Because there was more to that story.
Well, as I looked at some of it, it appears to have been a mass email.
It was a mass email that went to somebody over there. Yeah. And that's, and it popped up in the, that release of the emails they had hacked.
There are some weird things in that WikiLeaks release, however. And Julian Assange of WikiLeaks said he had timed this to come out just in time for the DNC. But like I said, the woman is Teflon right now, and the true believers will believe nothing other.
Well, Bernie has now left the Democratic Party.
Has that been verified?
Yeah. Well, he was an independent before. When he switched the Democrats to run, and now he switched back to an independent. He said, that's why I was elected. That's why I'm going to stay. Now, I would like to see that all the rest of his followers are going to go with him. I was kind of hoping if he goes starts a third party, which he has, as an independent.
Is there time to pull that off?
Yeah, he should run. He should run this time.
Just out of sheer honoriness, many of the things that Bernie Sanders stands for, I'm terribly against. Howsomever, he would be dealing with the Congress, and just out of sheer freaking spite. And I think it's dangerous when a country gets into that position.
Well, they're into it now, where neither side really wants to vote for the one that's carrying their flag. Now, the other thing about that is that Bernie, pretty much they laid off Bernie on a lot of things. Because you could have taken Bernie apart on several different occasions on things he believes in and things he said. His honeymoon in Russia. The fact is he an atheist or not? His being a conscientious objector, which to me a conscientious objector is fine. I mean, I don't care about that. At least he made a stand. He didn't run away as Clinton did, who said he was signing up for the National Guard and refused to show up, and so ended up getting, I think, pardoned by Carter.
Yeah,
he was the one that got pardoned by Carter. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show today is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I tell you, you have an emergency. You have a little crack in your windshield. You get that one from a rock from the road, and what do you do? You go call Crackmaster. You call Jeff over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he's going to fix it for you. He's going to take it, look at it. He's going to fix that little chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. He can do it all there. It's a better-known business. You can trust Jeff. Jeff guarantees his work. He will fix it, and then it will never have a problem with it again. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check out his shop at 3208 South Market Street. And like I said, he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, 8 years ago. Is not spread and is no problem with me seeing through the windshield. You can't even see it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt, Trish Clark, Linda Bott, and anybody else that just wants to sit in. Now we're here on Thursdays, 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, 530-605-4567. Give me a call. Let me know you're live out there. KCNR1460.com. That's how we are streaming throughout the world.
Little James Gang there featuring the Guitar Licks from Punk, Joe Walsh.
Yeah, Punk 49 there. Yeah.
Funk 49. Punk number 49.
That's what I meant, Funk.
Carefully pronounce that.
Carefully pronounce that. It is Stop it. Stop it. I went over there and said, what are you going to play? And then I said, oh, okay.
Isn't it funny how when you just glance at something, your mind fills in the blanks in the worst possible way?
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur. 226-8350. Sharon Clark takes really good care of the people that are her customers. And she goes over and talks to each one of the customers, finds out who, you know, what kind of services they need, whether it's short-term, long-term, full services, different kinds. She's got everybody there. All of her employees have been handpicked by Sharon. They've all been had background checks. They're all insured, bonded, trained. Can't get any better than Home Helpers. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, or Business Person of the Year, I should say. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Sharon Clark, good people, too. Sharon's a funny person. She's on the first Monday of each month with Trish Clark. Clark and Clark, and those two together are just, I mean, how do you take it in here? I mean, how is it hard? Isn't it kind of like bubbling in an,
It's intense. Yes. Can I throw something out before you launch missiles, sir?
Oh, of course you may.
For those of you who have a Windows computer running 7 or 8, tomorrow, the absolute last day to upgrade to Windows 10 without paying the $110. So if you've been holding on. Most people have already made their decision, but if you've been kind of saying, it's get off the pot time when it comes to upgrading your computer to Windows 10. And I will say that I have three machines running Windows 10. No major issues for me, and I've got three. I've got a gaming machine, I've got and two laptops that we've upgraded. There are some features in it. The automatic updates are annoying, but you learn to work around them. The alternative, of course, is that you stick with 7 or 8 until they hit their end of their life, but the deadline is up for the free upgrade.
Do I have I have Windows 10, don't I?
Yeah, I believe you do. Yeah.
I think you checked it the other day. Yeah. Hey, they're going to have a health Redding Rancheria Health Fair. Discover Health. This for their annual Discover Health at Redding Rancheria Health Fair, Wednesday, August 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's a week from yesterday. In the Wind River Event Center, Eagle Room. Enjoy the exciting day filled with health screenings. I don't know. Is that exciting when you have a health screening? Probably a prostate.
Depends on what they're checking.
Yeah. Prostate exam. Information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. Health screenings at no cost, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes, pre-screen, and more. Free. All ages welcome. Contact Trish at 226-1734 or Mwe at 339-7470. Yeah, this is a great deal. It's free. You get checks and all this. Bring your kids. Get them all checked out. Okay, now, shall I? At the DNC, Democratic National Convention, there is chaos going on out in the streets out there. They're arresting a lot of people. There's, you know, everybody, every group you can possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah.
From Give America Back to the Native Americans to abolish the Treaty of Hidalgo to we just don't like Hillary. To Bernie supporters, to, I mean, I tell you what.
Cult of the bird.
You go on, I don't watch O'Reilly much. I don't watch him. Mm-hmm. By the way, he is in a firefight right now since he said after Mrs. Obama, Michelle, who, by the way, gave a great speech, after Michelle said the White House was built by slaves, mm-hmm. O'Reilly goes, well, and it was.
Yeah.
I mean, well, partially, I mean, you know, it was, but, and what O'Reilly said something to the effect of, yeah, but people were taking care of them. They were well-fed, and, you know, these guys were artisans, and, you know, they were well-fed, and, you know, they had, you know, places they could stay and all this. Well, you can't imagine the firestorm of that O'Reilly is backing slavery. This is what they're saying. O'Reilly said slavery is fine. And that's not what he said. But the pushback on that was just amazing. And, you know, you've got to watch what you say. I mean, and here's the thing is, he was just stating facts. This is on the artisans, this was this. He didn't say slavery was right. Slavery, of course, is an abomination, a stain on our history here. But I don't think he would ever say that slavery is okay. He can say that. Nobody would say. How would anybody say that?
And I would point out that Euro-descended white males do not have a lock on slavery. Wrong.
Oh, no.
How did the pyramids get there?
Well, no. Slavery has been with us, and probably, and in fact, It probably still is out there when you think about it. It may have different names. Sex trafficking is slavery.
Yeah.
If you look at it, sex trafficking is slavery. Some of the people that work in some of these third world countries.
Indentured servants?
In these, yeah. I mean, it's slavery. But, you know, whatever. I mean, I can't, you know, I didn't hear what he said because I don't hear. Anyway, so I'm listening to Waters World. That's the only part I really kind of like.
Yeah.
Waters World, where he goes out and he asks people what they think of the convention. And he's talking to people. So, now, can you think of anything good to say about Donald Trump to the people there, the people out in the streets in the convention? And one guy says, yeah, he speaks his mind.
He's not Hillary.
Well, no, you know, he speaks his mind. You know, and he says, I think he wants to upset the system too. Another guy says, nope, there's nothing I can possibly say about Donald Trump. That's good. And he says, he starts talking about other people, and he starts to talk about ISIS. And he says, do you think ISIS should be destroyed? He says, well, I don't know that much about ISIS. He says, I don't know how they feel about global warming.
No.
The guy said this. And I'm like, oh. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go on to happier things. Fiat Chrysler is ending car production. Yay, in the United States. Why is that good? It's not good. But here it is. There's another company. Now, they are going to continue to do the Jeep SUVs, you know, like the Cherokees and all this, and Ram trucks. But all their car production is going down to Mexico. So they can increase their profit margin. Get that. They want to get up to that 12%.
Well, yeah.
Like the big companies do, like GM and all that.
Now, the government will blame the corporation, and the corporation will say, you made it impossible for us to make a living.
It's an international corporation. I mean, it's you know, Fiat is a company owned out of the United States, who just like Toyota, where Toyota builds cars here in the United States and trucks and all this stuff. But anyway, Fiat's moving because they can't keep, you know, they're not making the profit they want. Calls for gun bans and gun control at the Democratic National Convention. One of their speakers said that guns should be treated just like tobacco and eradicated. Matt Damon, one of the ones that are you know, the heartthrobs of, you know, I heard Dr. Maria Salas really liked him, said that, you know what, he thinks that Australia's got the right idea. Let's ban all those guns. You know, pay people money,
violence.
But just confiscate all the guns. And then I think the worst one, when I was listening, because I did watch the Democratic National Convention, I did watch this one guy who used to be the police chief there, and he blames the killings of the police and all those people that are being killed, he said, in Chicago, in Philadelphia. He blames it on guns. He does not say one word that when he was the chief and they have all of these gun kids, that they got the strictest gun laws in America. It was illegal to own guns in Chicago and all these people were being killed. He doesn't mention that. He doesn't. And when they don't mention that, it takes everything they say after that and throws it in the dumpster. Because you have to face the thing. You have to face the fact is that people are killing people. What is the root cause of that? It's not guns. It's not guns. Look at what's happening in Europe right now. What's ISIS attacks? What are they using now? Machetes, knives, trucks. Do you see what that does? That makes people even more afraid. Here comes a guy driving a Can you imagine a 19-ton truck going through our 4th of July celebration?
Yeah.
And you think about it. And it has nothing to do with guns or anything. But they're talking about banning guns. Why, you know, and, oh, well, you know, there's, you know, guns are bad. You had the gun ban laws there. They don't work.
You can't keep heroin off the streets. How are you going to keep firearms?
How's the war on drugs? Well, the way they do it is, because they don't care about drugs. That keeps people down.
Yeah.
Guns means you can fight for your rights.
Yeah, let's call it.
Drugs means that we can put you into the not-off society. Let's just, you know what? Let's just legalize marijuana everywhere.
Everything, man.
Anyway. Okay, I'm going to save one more. I'm going to save this one for later. But we're going to take a break. Anyway. What's the temperature? What's it going to be?
We're looking at about 110.
110 today, 76 right now. It's going to get worse. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, the owner and head instructor there. But he has a number of other instructors, probably about 20 instructors he works with. All of them are NRA-trained. All of them are NRA-carded. He teaches some of the best, if not the best, concealed carry classes in Northern California and probably Southern California. Not only that, you can get into an advanced class where it's gunfighting 101. You can do that. Northern Firearms Instruction. When I say gunfighting, I mean how to use your gun correctly, how to present it, how to move, how to get behind cover, how to protect yourself. That's the big thing. Defensively using your handgun. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Maria Salas, who's in here to talk about wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortunes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
A true country star, Pam Tillis, live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Mavita Loca, When You Walked Into the Room, and In Between Dances. Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate an almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and 3 other releases, Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, order reserve a room in a luxurious hotel. Call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott.
That was really pandering.
Bad Bob. Dr. Maria Salas, Vince Stevens, and we're all here today. Well, not all of us. Some of us are here in spirit. Hey, the 27th annual Reading Ducky Derby is going to be here September the 25th. You can still support your to support this event by adopting ducks or sponsoring the event. Contact Marge Beck at Duck Central at 1910 Market Street. Just come to the station and we'll point you out to Marge. Duck adoptions are just $5 each. You can also adopt ducks from kids selling tickets. And I want you to know there's no ducks hurt in the duck dump when they dump them off the bridge.
Yeah,
there are
30-foot drop into
ducks,
icy cold
there
water.
There are no ducks injured in this. And that Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is out there on the water helping to gather them up.
Standing
Mark, he's standing watch out there, and he's going to help gather up any of the wayward ducks. Anyway, 27th annual Reading Ducky Derby. How many ducks do they drop? Like what? 20,000 ducks. Yeah. I mean, there's some huge amount of ducks.
Yeah, I've been in the boat right underneath the thing when they opened that, and it's just like wow.
I mean, you watch it, it's just, you know, it hits. You know, I saw it kill two salmon 1 year. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. That's Eureka Way in Court Street. You can't find a better place to work out there. They've got the Spartan Club going there for the Spartan Race. Got a saltwater pool. They've got every type of physical equipment, exercise equipment you can think of. All brand new. Light, I mean, whether it's machines or free weights. They have it all at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205. Okay. I'm here. I'm not sure how it happened, but I'm here with Dr. Maria and
Vince
Stevenson.
You woke up and you breathed.
I breathed.
Took a breath.
Here. And we're here to talk about the 4th annual Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew.
Woohoo! It's finally here, guys.
Saturday, July 30th from 2 p.m., and it has a question mark. So does this mean you don't know, what is it, when the last person leaves,
oh,
it's
yeah.
over?
That's exactly it. We're
Tell me about it.
The band is ready to play until we're done.
The band's ready. Now, what kind of things are going to happen here? First of all, tell me what it's about for people that may not know it. And it's a great, by the way, it's a great poster. I'm going to keep that poster.
Well, what
is
it?
I would,
about?
Except for one thing. It's missing one part.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're supporting VFW Post 1934.
Yes.
And we're super excited. This is the 4th annual Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew. It's the first time I've been involved helping, so it's been quite an adventure working with Vince Stevenson. Remember I told you?
It's always an adventure.
started.
You know what? It's not a job. It's an adventure.
Exactly.
That was a setup. Come on.
Totally. Remember I told you I was starting to read those books, Green Side Out, Brown Side Out.
That's right.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Which way are we going to wear our sleeves today?
I know.
You know,
I was
stuff
telling
like
you
that.
Like that. Yeah. Sleeves up, sleeves down.
Sleeves up, sleeves down. Okay, run in circles, something. Anyway, music is by Ion Party. They sounded great the other night. They're going to be rehearsing tonight as well and tomorrow. They're getting ready. They are super excited. We've got Boomerang and... another band that is going to be their opening, Barbecue by Asphalt Cowboys. If you guys have seen any of my videos on Facebook, you know what's going on.
How could you avoid them? They're everywhere.
Well,
and
hey,
people are sharing them.
Got to get the word out, right, people?
It is.
Okay, so what we are doing is we're raising money for VFW Post 1934. As you know, a few weekends ago, there was a big fire that happened inside VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's, and a lot of damage, guys. So we are going to be raising money for that, as well as Kids to Camp and Books for Vets. Do you want to talk to people about Books for Vets? I really like that program.
Yeah, Books for Vets was started by Post 1934 here locally. It actually is established to fill a gap, and that gap is the difference between the veterans who are going back to college and have applied and been accepted for the GI Bill, and they just haven't received it yet. So in this case, VFW Post 1934 steps in, helps them pay for their books and get into class.
And I've seen that before when they've gone out to, say, Simpson or someplace. Is that before? They can have a $300-$400 book bill.
Easily.
And all you
Absolutely.
Have to do, you know, you put in for this, and you get repaid. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Absolutely.
And once the money, yeah, once the money comes, you're kind of like, you know, interest-free, and then they just give it back.
Mm-hmm.
So this helps people that are just waiting, because if you ever tried to use the GI Bill, you realize it's all bureaucracy and paperwork, and it catches up with you sometime.
you might get approved in August, Carl, and then you won't get your first payment until October.
Or
unfortunately, classes start, so you got to get going.
Or in other things, like you may not get approved for a year.
Yep.
So it helps during that gap of time.
Absolutely.
That there's paperwork and that kind of thing. So great, I like it. Okay, so
or longer.
Never can tell with the government.
Huh.
Yeah. Never can tell. You know, you think the government would be easy on things like the GI Bill or the VA loans, wouldn't you? Yeah, you think.
Anytime the VA is involved, you got problems.
That's obvious.
So,
okay.
But we did hear at the convention, they're going to solve all this.
Yeah.
Well, we're good.
You know what? I want to talk about this. And then if you all don't mind hanging on for a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit about the convention and what you think. Except that really, in fact, this is really, I don't want to do
we'll
that.
Hang out.
Well, I mean, you can. But, if we talk about that, the whiskey, wine, cigars, and brews, though, it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to start at 2 p.m. It's going to be down at the Veterans Memorial Hall, which, by the way, and there was some, that was not on fire. It was the VFW
right.
Hall that was on fire. But there was some confusion with some people. So the Vets Hall is fine.
Yep.
It's going to go down. Not only is it just going to be music and food, but there's also gun raffles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing.
Lots
guns.
Of guns down
great,
there.
Some great guns this
Look,
year.
Great
talk
guns.
About that on our
yeah, what kind
time.
Of guns?
Well, we've got a SIG 380 for those of you out there who like the 238. Very difficult weapon to get, and we're going to be auctioning that. We have a Glock 27, a little 40 cal for somebody. Let's see. We have a Smith & Wesson Shield 9mm, and then we have the infamous AR. So for those people who don't have one yet and want to make sure they get one,
before it's too
poor
late.
Poor Sandra. For those of you who participated in our last event for Millie and Kathy, Sandra was one of the last people standing in the auction. And unfortunately, she didn't get it. So, she's looking forward
right
to
now.
It.
Well, you know what the thing is that it's going for a good cause. Now, the VFW hall, the fire was on the outside, from what I understand, but there's smoke
actually
damage.
Inside the door.
Was it inside the door?
The
okay.
person who lit it lit the trash can inside the door and then immediately went over to the YMCA or vice versa, we're not sure which, and lit the parking lot, an area over there, on fire, and it just went right up our back wall.
So the sprinklers went on, but you still have smoke damage and damage to electronics there, like for where the kids are at and in the office.
The kids' room was, for the most part, destroyed. The ceiling fell. There's a number of issues in there. TV was basically just wiped out with a flood of water. So we've got some big issues. And that was, as much as seeing the hall in that condition and, seeing the smoke and water damage was hard to take. Seeing the kids area that we had put so much into and what really represented a move for us away from the old traditional VFW post, mm-hmm. more towards that younger generation and helping the young vets coming back with their families and so on. That was difficult to see because, we put a lot into that, and unfortunately it's going to take some rebuilding.
Okay. Well, and so this is the one way you can help. Now, what if people can't be there and want to still donate?
Okay, we've got a GoFundMe account set up that is actually, the link is on Honor Financial Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
or you can find it anywhere. What I can do later is also put it on my Facebook page today. I will be doing that. You can donate anytime you want to the VFW post 1934. The GoFundMe account is really nice to do that. We would love to have you there, though, at the event.
Well, it's going to be fun. Linda and I will be there. We've got so many things going on this weekend, starting really tonight. It goes all the way through the weekend. But we're going to be there right when it opens, probably, for an hour or two. And then because we're going to other events that evening.
Yeah.
So we'll be there early. And so I can. Now, do you have to be present to win the guns?
Well, yeah, because it's an auction.
Oh, there are auctions. Oh, it's not a silent auction. It's a real auction, right?
Are we cutting to commercial, or I wanted to give a shout-out? Come on.
You can give a shout-out.
Thank you. I wanted to give a shout-out to Shasta Support Service.
Yes.
They have been so amazing at just literally being the first ones to volunteer for this event. And
who are they?
Shasta Support Service, Dale Ball.
I'm sorry?
Dale Ball, Shasta Support Service. Okay. They are the ones that Sandra K. Oswald. Sandra and Dale are the ones that I work with, and they are helping us to organize and clean up this event. But they are the ones that organize and help cleanups all around this city. And they've been doing it with their own money. and their own manpower, and they do an amazing job. If you're out and about on the weekends or in the afternoons, you might see them with their bright green T-shirts. They will be wearing those this weekend, and you can learn more about Shasta Support Service and possibly sign up, hang out with them, and help clean up our town.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. I am here with Dr. Maria Salas and Vince Stevenson. We're talking whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. It's about 16 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460. 76 degrees going up to 118 today. No carbon-based life forms left into your car today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call,
365-3793. Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott here. I'm here with Vince Stevenson, Dr. Maria Salas. We have Tommy Keys and Brad Long. Ricky Ortega coming in at 8 o'clock talking veterans issues. So I guess it's kind of a Veterans Day kind of thing. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great jewelry, estate jewelry. They have it all. They Rebecca and Henry can do anything when it comes to jewelry. They have all different types of selections, watches, brooches, everything. And Henry can not only make it jewelry, he's a gemologist. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All this is Four Winds Jewelry. Why go anywhere else than Four Winds Jewelry? 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Now, I'm here with Vince Stevenson, like I said, and Dr. Maria Salas. They were talking whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew, and talk about the VFW 1934 that had a suspicious fire set, you might say. And it caused damage, not just smoke, but water, and because the water sprinklers went off like they're supposed to. But unfortunately, when the water sprinklers go off, they go off everywhere. And they hit electronics, and because you don't usually cover your electronics up at night expecting a fire. So this is to raise money not only for the kids to camp and books for vets. And the books for vets are the VFW Post buys the books for the veterans who are going to school if they haven't got the money yet from the government, you know, for, you know, when they're doing through on the GI Bill. And so then the vets pay them back on it. But they need to have the money, or they have to have the money there to be able to write checks. I've been associated with that before, and it works great. Now, have you all been watching the DNC?
Of course.
The national convention there?
No.
No?
I've been busy working on this event. Yeah.
By the way, this
Vince
event
sits back in his recliner watching the DNC.
Well, he does that, though.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
This event is going to be the WWCB, Whiskey, Wine, Cigars. And by the way, who else? Who's going to be there? I know you've got Mosey Sellers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got Tobacco and Brew's going to be there.
Indian Peak.
Sicani.
Okay.
Yep. Reading Distributing. Sierra Nevada will be there, Lost Coast.
Woody's.
Yep, Woody's. Really excited about Woody's being a part. So that'll be, this is their first one with us. And being that they're our neighbor and extremely supportive of the VFW Post and the veteran community as a whole, it'll be great to have them there.
So what kind of whiskey are you going to have there?
Ooh, the list of scotches is, I believe, up to 12 or 13. The list of bourbons is up to 8 or 9. We have
now. How does this work? Okay, so you buy a ticket for
So you buy a ticket,
right?
To get in.
Yep.
Right. For $10, you go to Eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And you look up WWCB. You can get them there, or there are tickets at VFW Post 1934,
okay.
Classic Cafe. I have some.
The barbershop.
The barbershop.
Has
the barbershop.
The barbershop.
The barbershop.
Yeah. There's only one barbershop
in
town.
It's just one.
Basically, the one
Cypress Square
can't
barbershop.
Go to.
Cypress Square. You can go in there.
Yeah.
No,
hey, they're not sexist.
No, they are not. In fact, women get their haircut there a lot.
I'll pay for your haircut. How about that?
I'm going to come out with a high and tight.
I'd like
to.
No.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, so you pay your $10. Then what?
Yep.
You get in.
Tasting tickets, and you go around and taste what you like. So if you're a wine person.
How many tasting tickets do you get?
I believe it's going to be 5 this year.
Okay.
So 5 samples that you go around and learn about different scotches, learn about different bourbons, whatever floats your boat. So you'll go to the wineries, the breweries, whatever, and have an opportunity. If you want to go smoke a cigar, Tobacco and Brew, Shelley will be there, and you can take your drink and your cigar outside. And we'll have misters out there, and you can sit out there and talk to the Asphalt Cowboys as they barbecue. And
now, does this include food, or is that more?
No, the food's on its own. Asphalt Cowboys help us out with that and make sure that we're ready to go. And
I don't understand what that meant. It was on its own.
That's a separate. That's
okay.
Yeah,
that's separate. So you buy food from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Absolutely.
I mean if you want a lunch or whatever you're eating, you buy from them. Okay.
They'll have
so
appetizers.
So the $10 $10 gets you in.
And the taste. It gets you
in for the taste of all that.
Mm-hmm.
You buy your cigars if you want your cigars there.
Okay. I'm sure Shelley will have something.
And then
sure she'll have
what's going to happen is you're going to really fall in love with a certain wine that you're tasting from West Side Wines or Mosley Family Cellars or Indian Peak. Or a bourbon or a whiskey, and then you're going to go to the bar and buy that.
VFW will be there with the bar.
Buy the, you mean buy
the
bottle.
That you like.
Buy the bottle or buy the drink?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I got it. So you can go in there. So this is just for people to know. Just after that $10, you don't get to go in there and let's taste a whole bottle of bourbon. No. No. Nema. And let me tell you, after being in there, they pour some generous, generous taste.
Yeah.
So that Linda, I don't let her touch the wine because so she can drive me home after the bourbons. So, and of course, the Asphalt Cowboys always has a great deal there.
And
two live bands this year. So
it'll
be interesting. You'll have something to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another big shout out to our R.S. Bryant Construction donated quite a bit of money for us to be able to put on this event as well. And so we want to thank Leslie Willem over there at R.S. Bryant Construction.
Oh, yeah? What do they build? They build everything?
Like buildings.
I know, but when you say construction, but some people.
Retail, commercial, I believe. I don't have their website up, sir.
I mean, it's like some people, like, you know, TELUS Corporation builds, you know, they build roads. You know, some other people build buildings. Other people build swimming pools.
Yeah.
That's why I ask, construction.
Yeah.
So they do it all?
Yes, sir. I'm not the representative. I just wanted to say
thank
you.
You have no idea.
Leslie, okay. Please call in.
No, Leslie, thank you very much for what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and then Stevenson Arms, which is probably you.
Yep.
Is, so are these are good guns that you've got going
out. Absolutely.
So that's going to be an auction then.
Yeah. What's going to happen, Carl?
What time is that auction going to be?
Various times through the night. So more than likely we'll get a feeling as to who would like which piece auctioned first. We'll have six items. We'll auction off those items. So it might be a bottle of wine, it might be some cigars, it might be a bottle of whiskey, whatever. But that'll give you an opportunity. We'll get those six people who win these six items up on the stage, and we'll do a process of elimination. And if you're the last person standing, you walk away with the piece. That's just the way it works.
Okay.
Everybody's used to it.
Yep, we like that. Yeah. Okay, so everybody, you can go down to the Veterans Memorial Hall this Saturday. You can get there at 2 o'clock. Buy your tickets first over at Cypress Square Barbershop, VFW 1934. Buy them online.
At Eventbrite.
Yep. At Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.com. Look up WWCB.
Any place else? Classic Cafe?
I mean,
Classic
I have
Cafe?
Some in my purse. Stop by my office. Get adjusted. Then, you know, buy your ticket.
Well, let's talk about it. Okay. Dr. Maria Salas
is a
chiropractor.
Yes, sir.
And where's your office?
My office is on South Street. That's 405 South Street, next to the Country Garden area, or Country Waffle area.
Yeah, it's across the street from it.
Yeah.
Okay. And Vin, you're over at Honor Financial and Omega.
Yep.
What's that? What's Honor Financial?
Honor Financial is actually a mortgage company that we started for veterans. So it's we do veterans loans. We only hire veterans or their spouses, and a portion of every loan goes to a nonprofit. So the nonprofit is the Because Foundation, and that will be supporting nothing but local veterans. So if there's a veteran that needs a new porch on their home or their roof repaired or something like that, that's definitely going to be our focus. And then events like this, things that will actually support the local veterans as well.
Okay, so if you're a veteran, you're looking to refi. Refis right now is a good time, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the rates are really low. Refi your house, and its cost is zero, or?
No, there's fees like there isn't anything.
Okay.
They're not going to do title searches without a check. But
all right.
In most cases, it makes sense. You know, we've gotten to a point where it's really beginning to be easy to see who's supportive and who isn't. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Maria for all the help she's done, for KCNR for always having our six. It's not like the former Secretary of State when we say we have your six. KCNR, Maria, people like this, they come through every time. So, you know, just on behalf of the VFW and CVAC, Shasta County Veterans, I'd like to say thank you for what you guys do.
Oh, well, veterans play a big part in our life.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Vin. That was part of the thing when we, it was part of our charter, we believed when we set up, was support the community, but especially the veterans. That's where it started. Okay.
So I just wanted to say thank you to all the Facebook friends that I have that have been sharing this event as well. When I do my videos, I know we've got like 1 minute left.
How many people are on your Periscope?
Wait, you have friends?
Yeah. I know, it's kind of hard to believe that I have friends. But anyway, I want to say thank you to them for sharing this event, as well as stay tuned today for a few more videos. I'm going to be going to Wellgate today to thank them, as well as visiting Mimi over at Mosley Family Cellar. So that should be fun. They're all supporting WWCB, and they will be there. Wellgate is a really big supporter of veterans in this town, and so we want to make sure that you all knew that.
Wellgate is one of our sponsors, too, and it is a great place. Bob and I work out down there. They have they have it all down there.
I'm on a first-name basis with that stationary bike.
That's
ooh,
right.
What's its name? What's her name?
Stella.
Stella. Oh, I like it. Does she have that long black hair? Like
Stella.
Stella.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being here. And again,
one more time.
Saturday, this day after tomorrow, from 2 p.m. to whenever it closes, at the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, WWCB, the fourth annual there, fundraiser for Kids to Camp, Books for Vets, and also VFW 1934. So many people have put a lot of time in this. And Vent, let's thank you, because you're kind of the driving force behind this.
Well, I appreciate
that.
So,
thank you.
Hey, everybody out there who's listening, air-conditioned.
Air conditioned, that's right.
Hello.
Come on in.
I mean, what more could you want? Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Come on.
Is there anything left?
I think we're good to go, bro.
Okay. Bro. Hey, we come back.
It's like when I call him sir, he gets mad. When I call him bro, he gets mad.
I didn't say bro. I mean, dude. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Tommy Key, Ricky Ortega, and Brad Long, all the people here to talk about veterans events and things that are happening for veterans when we get back after these breaks. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hillary Clinton set to deliver her acceptance speech to the Democratic National Convention tonight. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook appearing on CBS's This Morning.
She will lay out very clearly the choice that people face in this election. Are we going to let these economic forces continue to rig the economy? Are we going to work together to create more jobs and get wages right?
After a procession of famous speakers this week, including a pair of presidents, it will be Mrs. Clinton's turn to make her own case for being elected in November. In California, fire officials say the operator of a bulldozer was killed this week when it rolled over during a fight against a wildfire burning in very rugged terrain near Big Sur, the one that's destroyed more than 30 homes. And conditions are not getting any easier, says CAL FIRE Captain Catherine Garver.
We are having a high pressure move in, which is providing lower humidities, less inversion or fog, which is increasing our fire conditions and the intensity.
Another operator escaped injury when a second bulldozer rolled over and sustained minor damage. In Louisiana, Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Normand is calling his deputy, quote, one of the luckiest men in America after a suspect's weapon malfunctioned when he tried to become a cop killer. And Norman says a video makes it very clear what happened.
He was going to act out to be a cold-blooded killer. He's not a victim.
At an afternoon news conference yesterday, Norman said the encounter turned out to be a lucky one for Deputy David Dalton. The 17-year-old suspect, Devon Martez, was killed in the end in a shootout. Scientists suggesting that sitting all day and not exercising is as dangerous as being obese or smoking. The researchers analyzed data from more than 1 million people and found that it takes about 60 to 75 minutes of moderate intensity exercise to undo the damage of sitting for at least 8 hours every day. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
In Mexico, a jailed drug cartel leader will be able to have a house arrest instead after 30 years for the torture and murder of an actual drug agent. We get the details from correspondent James Bleers in Mexico City.
A Mexican federal judge has ruled that Ernesto Fonseca Carrillo, known as Don Neto, who was one of the founders of the Guadalajara drug cartel, can leave a maximum security penitentiary and be placed under house arrest. He was jailed for the 1985 torture and murder of DEA Special Agent Enrique Quique Camarena, co-leader Rafael Caro Quintero was freed on a so-called legal technicality 3 years ago, immediately going into hiding as the ruling was reversed. James Blair's Mexico.
Stocks opened down as energy prices edged slightly lower and bond yields inched upwards on Wall Street. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Kristen Gelino reports Australian officials have confirmed that data recovered from a home flight simulator owned by Zahari Ahmed Shah, the captain of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, show that somebody had used that device to plot a course into the southern Indian Ocean with no return.
There's been a lot of confusion over exactly what was found on Captain Zahari's flight simulator ever since New York Magazine reported last week that an FBI analysis of the device showed that Zahari had conducted a simulated flight to the southern Indian Ocean less than a month before the plane vanished along a similar route.
The magazine recently cited that discovery as strong evidence that this disappearance was a premeditated act, possibly an act of Muslim terrorism. More Americans sought unemployment aid last week. The number of applications still seen at a low enough level to suggest that hiring remains healthy. The Labor Department says applications for jobless benefits rose by 14,000. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, or Carl and Trish Clark. Today's Thursday, usually Trish's day, but she's on vacation. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Thursday, gosh, the 28th of July. July's finished here. Summer's almost gone. Bad Bob, the summer may be almost gone, but the heat has just arrived.
Absolutely, Carl. Those masters of understatement at Wonderground.com say we will have abundant sunshine today with a high near 110 degrees. Winds out of the east-southeast, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overnight low will be 72. Tomorrow we're looking at 111. Then Saturday we drop back to 106, and by Sunday we're down to a chilly 99 degrees.
Ooh, sweater weather.
Absolutely. Get out the cable knits. Right now in Reading we are at 80 degrees at 8:06 in the morning. Read it and weep. And this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Throwing in real quickly here that there is, of course, in case you missed all of the above, we're in a heat warning situation. So take all necessary precautions and do be careful with anything that even remotely could start a fire.
Weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right here in Shasta County, down in Anderson, and they give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Really good people down there. This portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned company, Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State 2015. Probably every year it can be voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people are just simply outstanding professionals. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know what? If you just believe that your air conditioner is not working right, maybe needs a little shot of Freon or whatever they put into it today, they're going to come out there and fix it for you. If it breaks, give them a call. They'll be out there. And if it's an emergency and if you don't have an air conditioning, they consider that an emergency now in this type of weather. The other thing about this type of weather is don't leave anything that's carbon-based in your car. Not kids, not dogs, not granny, not ex-wives.
Not cigars.
Cigars will dry out, but you know what? You can always rehydrate them because they're not carbon based. See? Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I'm here with this is going to be an interesting day. I'm here with Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Tommy Key. No S. Brad Long. Good morning. And name of your organization is the
Veterans Resource Center.
Veterans Resource Center with so many things you do. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Ricky Ortega from the EDD.
Yes.
EDD, and you work for finding jobs for veterans.
I am. My title is Local Veterans Employment Representative, and I work out of the building in Pine Street, which is Workforce Services. That is the division of EDD. So that building exists to go ahead and get folks jobs.
Okay. How many veterans you got working, or how many veterans are looking for jobs right now?
You know, I've seen an uptick. We've got quite a few veterans. I think as far as case managed folks that we have, I think between the two, my two coworkers, which manage those guys, there's probably around 60.
Oh, that many. 60.
Maybe shy of 60, but between the two of them, they have a case management load, and they work intensively with these folks.
And what kind of jobs are you trying to find them?
I'll cut to the chase on that one. Federal employment, state employment, county employment is the best bet for veterans. And I'll tell you why. Because that service time that they had, that they incurred, those 4, 10, whatever years they had, a lot of times for retirement purposes and all the other reasons, that rolls over. So I try to impress this on these folks that, you know, you've devoted this time. Let's make the best of it. And to be honest with you, our economy is a little different up here. I mean, it's hard pickings. Either you're
it's flatlined. I mean, it's not dead, but it's not going up. It's stagnant.
Well, look at it from my perspective. Look at it from the veteran's perspective. They come out of their infantry, their armor, their, you know, maybe they're a cook or something. But they're, you know, so based on that, what do you do? If you're an infantryman, you go to, you know, work as a guard at Shasta Dam. If you're real lucky, you pass a background investigation, go into law enforcement. But there just really are not a lot of jobs in the community. Either you're in the medical field, which requires you're credentialed. And those guys getting out of the service are not credentialed. They are not RNs. They're not even LVNs.
That's what they're trying to, and they're trying to fix that, which they should. If you've been a corpsman or a medic in the Army, Navy, and or a nurse, that should equate to some kind of easy transition from their service to civilian life.
That's true.
But doesn't.
It doesn't, because of the state of California, for like these combat medics and whatnot, they California says unless they have 750 hours bedside time, they are not qualified to even be an LVN. They can't even legally change a diaper at a skilled nursing facility. I mean, they California just doesn't
care.
You said it.
No, I say a lot of things. Most everything I say is true. I have no reason to hide the truth there, but it is, they don't care. Nobody has taken the fight to this. Our own VA, the leaders of our VA in California, have they taken the fight to this? Have they led the fight to get our people that are coming out of the services, get so that they can take tests or count the time they've had in the service? I understand where they might want them to go through some kind of, you know, let's just make sure that, you know, that it's true that they have this knowledge. But why 750 hours of it?
Well, I don't know. That's a magic number for the state of California. And well, like a lot of things in the unions and protected by this, that, and the other, or whatever force, they have that in place. Now, I have addressed...
Well, we know these unions own
the
legislature down there.
Well, and the other thing is, too, I have talked to our local VA in Sacramento VA, and I've addressed this issue with them. They've tried to carve out some positions for veterans that are administrative. They've gone out of the way to do that. But still, those jobs are far and few between. They're not there. You can be a file clerk. So the veterans really need to utilize their GI Bill, go back to school, and go to a credible institution. You're going to have to get the real transferable credits. There's no easy, quick fix in the town here or any other place. And watch out that you don't get overloaded with student debt. You got to pay that stuff off. So that's what I preach.
Not according to the Democrats.
Well, yeah, I can't get too political, but you know, I just hate to see anybody get in that situation where they're not going to be able to pay their rent because they got to pay their student loan.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got doctors out there that have got a really good job. I mean, making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, they can't buy a house because they've got $300,000 of student loan they're going out there. And so you imagine, no, there's other ways you can get through this, too, that if you use your GI Bill and work during the summer or get grants, there's a lot of different ways to do this. But, yes, I highly recommend is that people, we need to retrain like that. So are there retraining areas around here?
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, I want to brings a good.
I don't mean re-education like you get in communist places, but I mean a place where people can go to transition and be retrained, into another skill.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about Pol Pot here in his re-education camps. We're talking about schools, education. And I want to bring up this. They had some legislation change here with general aviation. And we've had Penn Air come to the community. But we have a shortage of pilots. That is the growth field. So if I had one vet stumble into the VFW last weekend. And
usually I stumble out of the VFW.
Yeah, well, stumble in, stumble out. But I think we got them linked up with more employment because of this legislation that passed. There's going to be a lot more opportunity for just general aviation pilots. It's easier to get your Class 3 medical now. And we have a very fine air center up here, Benton Air Center, Jim Ostrich. And he's an excellent instructor, but he's also got Part 141. Both these, even Air Shasta, the rotor guy down here, they are training, and the VA is retraining these guys.
Okay, so the Veterans Administration is, if you've got some kind of background in aviation,
yes,
they're making that, helping make that transition.
They are. You know, you have to have your private pilot first, and then after that, they'll look at your commercial.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm with Chester County Veterans Service Officer Tommy Key, Veterans Resource Center Brad Long, and, of course, Ricky Ortega from the EDD here, works for the state, and finding jobs for veterans. We've got 60 veterans right now and looking for jobs just out of his office here. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know what? It's 111 degrees out there. Unless you're walking through my hallway, which has these giant picture windows, then it becomes 146 degrees. My dog goes through carrying water to get to walk the 12 feet from one end to the other, or 20 feet the other end. Twice I've had to rescue people that have walked through there that got hit. It's like being in a desert. Budget Blinds can put the types of window coverings on there that can save you energy, save you money. They've got solar blinds. They can keep the sun out. They've got it. They've got anything that fits your budget, your decor. We're having them come in next week. I want to look at these solar blinds that they're talking about that the REU will reimburse you on, or can reimburse you on, up to $500. All of this. And if you haven't done it yet, you need to give Jerry a call. Give him a call at 226-9027 or visit him on the web at budgetblinds.com. That's Budget Blinds. We'll be right back after these messages at 17 minutes after the hour 8 here, Thursday, the 28th of July.
August 3rd, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Staley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Hey. As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It's Thursday. Trish is on vacation. Linda's on sabbatical here. She's usually not here on Thursdays. And it's me and Bad Bob. Bad Bob is telling me all day. I said, well, what's the weather like? And Bad Bob answers, it's going to be hot. It is. It's going to be 111 today, my friend. It's going to be, I think, maybe 110 tomorrow. But 111 today, it's 80 degrees right now in the studios at KCNR 1460. And out in the street, it's a lot hotter than that. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that truly treats veterans outstanding. They have the best coffee over there at Espresso Joe's, but also cold drinks, brews, anything you can possibly imagine that way. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm here with Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Tommy Key and Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center, and Ricky Ortega from the EDD working to find jobs for veterans. Tommy, how's it going over there?
It's going really good, Carl.
Okay. I know the grand jury report, and we had you on right after that came out.
Right.
It wasn't that the grand jury report's findings weren't correct. It was just that it was a little bit older and that you all had already started fixing a lot of that.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the first things we came in did is already looked at some of the things like the website, things like that. So we are definitely moving along with our website. Hopefully, we'll have it up and running within the next, hopefully, 3 or 4 weeks with some new links and things like that so people can use that. We also have been working with the hours a little bit. Another thing that we're looking at starting up.
What about the hours?
Well, like I said, we expanded them a little bit more since I've been there. And all three of us that have taken our test this year have passed and got our accreditations for the California Department of VA Veteran Advocate.
So that means there's three of you that are now able to help.
Yes,
okay, exactly. So you don't have to, you know, have somebody look at your work you've done.
Not at all.
Okay.
Celestine still looks over, especially because she's accredited to about 5 or 6 different veteran organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody first has to get California DVA certified.
Okay, so there's three out of how many of you?
Three.
Oh, three out of three.
Yeah.
How many people you have working in the office?
Right now we got 4. We will be hiring another veteran resource rep very soon. So we'll be bringing that person on. Probably
veteran resource rep is just like, I mean, that's one that can handle cases.
Yes. So, but he'll have to go. He or she will have to go through all the same training. It will take about 6 months to a year to get them.
How many people do you need there?
I think we've got 5 people is perfect, I think.
And you've got?
Right now we got 4.
4.
Yes.
Okay. So you need one more.
Yes. But right now, okay. I also have Dave Lanford still working with me, and he's helping.
Yeah. Is he coming every day?
Pretty much. Definitely Monday, Tuesdays, and half of Wednesdays. He's over there right now.
Dave Lanford. He doesn't, you know, he's there when you need him.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I want to thank you for giving me the names of 2 of our veterans that are now into the CloudWise Academy in their coding class, and they're starting their I guess this is their 4th class tonight.
Awesome.
They've already, and this is their end of the 2nd week. They're going to be doing 6 weeks, and they're learning how to code. They're learning how to build websites. They're learning how to take that next step. This is a 6-month course on how to, you know, for veterans to get jobs. One's a disabled veteran in a wheelchair, and this is perfect for him. And Chris is just really eating this up.
Awesome. And, I'm glad to hear
and,
that.
And I believe Jake is too, that, you know, they're both, they're, you know, this is, the people that are taking this class are looking ways of changing their lives.
Right.
And with Chris's background, and he was a delivery vehicle guy for a SEAL team. He's not a SEAL, but he worked with the SEAL team. So he, as he says, there's not a lot of jobs out there.
That's right.
They did inserts and extracts. So, but, and like I said, he's in a wheelchair, wife and two kids. This is going to give him a job in a relatively short time.
Right.
And that will that CloudWise is doing. And they're setting it up that when they start going into projects, they're even gonna start getting paid there as interns, mentored through these things. So I appreciate the fact you gave me the names. And as we move along, I'll be needing more names and, you know, from everybody. Of maybe one or two, because I'm working on the scholarships for these gentlemen. Right now, Joe McKenna is doing it out of his own pocket mm-hmm. for the veterans, for these two. But we've got a way. The scholarship fund's been set up, and now we just need to push out. And just it's $1,200. It's like $1,300 for a 6-month course, and I think we're going to be able to raise enough money to put, you know, several veterans through this.
That's awesome.
During the year. Considering that people spend that much on lattes every month. Okay, so what else is going on over there?
That's about it. Like I said, we've just been pushing people out. Now, we did just get the new stats from the local VA. We've been preaching that it's been 16,000-some vets here. We're now over 19,400-some vets in this county.
A lot of people were saying 20,000, though. You know, when I first got here eight or nine years ago, they were saying there's 20,000 vets here, but there was no way of counting them. Mm-hmm. And then it went, you know, then... But that doesn't surprise me, and I bet there's probably more than that.
I'm at least 25,000. I would say that.
Yeah. The amount of money that comes in through the Veterans Service Office, when I say this, you know, people, I don't want people to misunderstand this. These are, when people come through your office, it's to help them with claims that they've had from injuries while serving on active duty. This isn't injuries, you know, after they got out and they got drunk and fell off the steps. These are injuries incurred on active duty, either in combat or while on active, you know.
Mm-hmm. Drunk on the bar and active duty, right.
Right. Drunk on the bar and active duty.
Yeah.
Not, we've, I don't really
no,
like to think
no,
that.
No, wait, no.
No. You know, a Jeep ran over them or something. Yeah. So for every dollar that comes, for the veterans come in here, the amount of money that comes in from the money that the veterans have earned
right.
is, and I'm saying this completely wrong, but how much comes in from the veterans?
Last year, like I said, we had over $89 million that came in on claims and pensions from the VA and all the rights, but now we're easily into the 90 some millions that's going to happen this year. We might even break $100 million this year in
so
the county.
It could be $100 million comes into this county from veterans.
That's absolutely right.
You know, either through their retirement pay, mm-hmm. disability pay, or whatever coming in.
Oh, we ain't even touching retirement pay. That's
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even.
Not
oh.
does not include the retirement pay at all. It's only the compensations and pensions and burial fees and things like that. I mean, that's what the one time payment.
$100 million.
Oh, $100 million easily.
I'm just astounded at that one because I thought it counted like retirement pay too. I mean, we got 20,000 veterans.
Yeah.
So you're saying is for 20,000 veterans in this county is worth $100 million.
Yeah, that's how much money comes in.
There's some dependents also that get.
There's dependents. Yeah, that's true. Dependents.
You got dependents. You got so
but
far.
But that counts like medical care and all the stuff, right?
Medical care.
Okay.
So tuition, all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Incredible number.
Mm-hmm. Incredible
demographics here mm-hmm. for the veteran community. And once again, I don't understand. I don't think people really fully understand the impact the veterans have on this community, on this county. You know, and it brings me up. I'm trying to get LaMalfa's office to verify the fact that 50% of all veterans in the state of California live north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that before. Are you telling me you've heard that before, too?
I wouldn't put it that way because San Diego County blows us up out of the water. But there is a lot of veterans from north of from Glen all the way to Siskiyou. And, yeah.
So you're saying each one of the 20,000 veterans averages $50,000 apiece?
The numbers will say that, yeah. But like I said, a lot of it is also the dependents. We have.
So it could be, when you start talking dependents and everything.
Because
like
we're
that.
Talking surviving spouses. They're not considered veterans, but they are receiving the funds based on what their husband did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, here we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know what, talking about, there's companies that give discounts for veterans, or lip service, but I tell you what, Bastiani Arms really gives discounts. Not only that, but it's locally owned, locally operated. Great customer service. If you're looking for a gun, this is where I buy my guns. Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have got a great, great shop down there. Started it 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. And they've got super customer service. They've got everything you could possibly want when you're trying, when you want to buy a gun or ammo or shooting accessories, optics, all of it, or reloading. And you ought to take a look at that reloading since now they're taking a real close look at ammo sales here in our great state of California. And if you're looking for a gun, you might want to do it now. Before the rush starts. Anyway, Bastiani Arms, give them a call. 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here, Thursday, the 28th of July. It's 82 degrees out there, going up to 111 today. Blinded by the light.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934. Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeVot. You know, you never cease to amaze me, Bad Bob, with the music you get. Yes. I was going to let that one play. I heard some words on it. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Hey, it's about 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut, that's all I'm saying. Man's last stronghold. If you're truly a man, you get your haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Disagree.
Well, that's disagree because you have no hair. If you had hair, you could go down there. But it is the place to get a haircut. Right there, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. All right. I'm here with Ricky Ortega from the EDD, who helps veterans find jobs here in this area. And Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And I might say, Tommy, you walked in on a mess. I mean, you really did. I mean, grand jury investigations, people being fired, lawsuits still going on. And you've always been smiling through that. And I thought, either he's got a really good attitude in life or he doesn't understand what's going on.
It might be the latter. But
but you know what? You keep pushing, and I the veterans appreciate what you're doing for us.
I appreciate that. I have fun every day going to work. I really do.
Well, I mean, you do. When I say, when I was looking for somebody to get into the school, I mean, you came up with names right away.
Yeah.
And good names. Okay. So I appreciate that. Now, Brad Long, Veterans Resource Center. Now, a lot of people may not realize who this man is, but he puts more people in housing than anybody in this county, except perhaps, what?
Shasta County Housing Authority.
Shasta County Housing Authority. Yeah. But what Brad does is he puts veterans in homes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what the Veterans Resource Center is.
We put veterans and dependents in. And so we are authorized to pay security deposits, first month's rents, prorated rents, past utilities. So it's not necessarily homeless veterans. It's stabilizing veterans who are in an existing
that may
apartment.
may lose their housing, and which is just mm-hmm. it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. About 40% of our veterans are those that are unstably housed. We want to intercede there so they don't end up on the streets.
Okay, mm-hmm. I like that. And now, when you say how many, when I said you house more people than the Shasta Housing Authority,
mm-hmm.
How many people have you got in homes or that you've helped in their housing right now?
Veterans and dependents over the past 3 years, we've helped about 520.
520. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that at one point that you're looking for, that you all had got the some vouchers in, and mm-hmm. you put 12 homeless veterans into one place. Is that correct? Or did I misunderstand that a little bit?
Okay, there's voucher programs. There's two different voucher programs. But I think what you're talking about is our transitional house that the city of Reading helped us to acquire on Park Marina. We have 12 beds there. Right now I've still got some beds available for people there. And that's a crucial thing because we want the veteran to be stabilized. Whatever issues or conditions are going on with the veteran, we want them to be able to go to treatment.
Now, these are guys that are having, or women, that mm-hmm. have their drug problems or alcohol problems. I mean, you say a stabilization, they were on the streets.
Could be TBI, PTSD.
Okay.
It could be alcohol and drug problems, right. Anything like that.
And so what you've done is you've taken them off the streets,
mm-hmm.
you put them into a room,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving them help right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stabilizing them so they can make that next step.
Yeah.
Which is the idea, I just wanted to make sure,
mm-hmm.
behind the San Antonio plan, which is where you put people, take them off the street and let them dry out. And the ones that want to take that next mm-hmm. step, you move them into that next step. So you're kind of got the San Antonio plan working already.
Mm-hmm. And we're only one of five sites in Northern California. My site is relatively small compared to the Eureka and Sacramento site. Those sites, we have alcohol and drug treatment. We have behavioral health treatment for those veterans that have PTSD or TBIs. and we help to get them back up on their feet and running. And then we can, if they want to relocate to Reading, we can bring them up here, put them in transitional housing, get them on a HUD-VASH voucher or a county tenant-based rental assistance voucher, and then they've hooked up with Tommy and maybe have some disability payments coming in. They can handle part of their rent or maybe even all of their rent and get a job with over here with Rick.
I think that's great. Now, what's your success rate here, Brad?
My success rate for literally homeless is 92%.
Your success rate for literally homeless is about getting them into a home.
Getting them into their own house.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about them being able to live a productive life? In other words, you've got them into the house, if you want to understand right, or you've stabilized their housing. They've been able to get jobs and become a more, what can I say, more productive part of society?
That's going to be a pot shot because I don't have those kind of numbers. I only follow them for about 6 months to a year here.
Okay.
And out of those, it's about 92%.
Stay in the housing.
Yep.
And are able to able to pay something in this. So that means that they have stability in their house, in their lives then.
Yep.
So you've got the same program that they're talking about. And again, I'm going to say this aloud, the San Antonio program, except it's just for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go to these meetings that Christian Schrader and all these other people have?
Every last one of them.
Okay. What do you think about that?
What specific part? The
plan?
Well,
you know what? The plan they have is that it's not groundbreaking, is it?
No. Well, Christian Intergroup commissioned the home base agency to do the report on where we stand with homelessness right now. And what I can say about that report is it validates what we already knew a year or 2 years ago. A lot of the portions of that plan had already been implemented or they're in the study phase for implementation. Coordinated entry, for example, the Veterans Organization has been doing coordinated entry for over a year, and that is a pilot program for the COC. It's been authorized by the COC, and it's a pilot for the COC. ESG funding, emergency services grant, I believe that's what that stands for, that had been shut down for any new applications for 2 years. So that was kind of misleading that to say that we could not access that or we had not accessed it. Well, we could not until this year. And so and we're full bore accessing the ESG funding for homelessness. Multiple other things like moving the COC out of the County Housing Authority into its own private nonprofit. That's been examined as long as I've been here. The talk has been there for 3 years. The problem is that there really isn't a nonprofit in our area that, one, has the institutional knowledge, is sustainable in that kind of a field of work, or who wants to do it. I believe the talk now is there somebody that really has a passion to go out there and do that? And it's hard to identify a nonprofit that's willing to do that. It's almost like a brand new one has to be created. And home base on itself, if we look at the home base report, their timelines there is to get these things ramped up to implementation around 2020.
Now
we're
also
kind of ahead of the curve there.
Aren't the people doing this study also have a little skin in the game here? I mean, it's not just getting paid to do a study.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this deal is that you then buy a bunch of software from them or a bunch of computer programs?
Well, and that's an interesting one, too, because the county already has the software, the HMIS, Homeless Management Information System. They have a Bell data system that works perfectly fine. And to alter that system a little bit to do a full-fledged countywide coordinated entry is a minimal investment. Maybe $25,000, $30,000. And that has some case management profile work that it can do also. But for the program that the group, Christian Schrader's group, is looking for, something like $80,000. And it happens to be the same software that VRC uses right now. Now, when we came up here, we had to have HMIS. The county did not have HMIS, so we went out and bought our own. And through some evolutions with this specific program, it's the most expensive part of my business right now is maintaining that HMIS and the staff work. This is not just a quick computer program where we've got barcodes on homeless and we can scan them in. It takes a huge amount of staff time to do that. Yeah, you want to go there?
So I'm just thinking that you have government help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I'm all for that. But maybe we should barcode So it makes it just easier. When you walk into your office, come on, Tom. Yeah, you walk in your office,
there are
you,
days hold, that do.
You turn your hand over, they scan you, and there you go. I mean,
I would have all their medical records, I'd be sure.
I tell you what, give me 2 weeks, and I can sell this to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I can. Hey, how would you like to have your child chipped so you'd always know where your child is? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Anyway, the barcode. I like the idea of the barcode. But you're right. It is manpower intensive.
It costs my site alone, out of five sites in Northern California, just my site, though, is about $55,000 to $58,000 a year just to maintain that. And that's a couple thousand for licensing, but most of that is staff pay and benefits that go along with that. So it's huge. We over those five sites, we're probably spending close to $250,000 on just maintaining that. Now, the coordinated entry that we're doing as a pilot program, we're literally doing it with a pencil and paper and a spreadsheet. So the HMIS requirement to do that, it's given to us by HUD and by the VA and saying, HMIS is nice here, but to do your coordinated entry, which they call functional zero, okay, our code word for it is functional zero. That's a whole other story. But this is one of the options we've got to do that is just to use a simple Excel spreadsheet. And the meat of that program is getting everybody around the same table so we can share information about where that veteran is in their life. What are the issues surrounding and what kind of resources and assistance can we bring to bear on that? Computer doesn't do that for us. The HMIS program doesn't do that for us. It's the institutional knowledge that we can bring together at a table. And I keep saying in COC meetings, our military invaded many places without using a computer. I think they pulled off D-Day pretty good without a huge computer.
I like to think of it as opposed landings as saying invaded.
Okay.
And they fought for liberty in these places. Yep. I don't know, my dad. Hey, Dad, you invaded Europe. Damn right, son.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Hey, if you haven't heard of WellCare MD, let me tell you about them. They're one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care, a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right, unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. They do not accept health insurance, and this enables Dr. Jill to spend all her time treating and caring for patients. They believe in keeping the patient healthy instead of treating them after they're sick. WellCare MD patients are covered by, many of them are covered by Medicare, but they're joining a practice to get in-depth doctor-patient relationships. You need to talk to them because the price of joining us is really, really reasonable. Give them a call, WellCare MD at 262-6626, or visit them on the web at WellCareMD.com. We'll be right back after these messages with more on veterans issues here.
Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Laura Lindabot, Trish Clark, and more here on Thursday the 28th. 11 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock here Thursday. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Casino. Next Thursday, Linda singing from 7 to 9 o'clock there at Wind River. And it happens to be down there, and we're going to be kind of like whooping it up because it's a kind of a little birthday celebration we're having in the Wind River and Elements Lounge there. And she's going to be singing and dancing, and I'm going to be, she won't be dancing, but I will be, along with a bunch of people. So come on down, have a great dinner, listen to Linda and her band out there,
That's
Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Huh? That's a show in itself.
What, is me dancing?
Be, yeah, Carl dancing is
it
a
is show,
show
in
itself.
It is. Hey, I won. I want you to know I won Dancing with the Stars. Unfortunately, I will not be dancing that dance. Elements Lounge, 243-3377. You're going to have to make reservations. I believe the place is going to be pretty crowded that night. So come on down and have a great time with us at Wind River. All right. I'm here with Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Brad Long, veteran heads up the Veteran Resource Center, and Ricky Ortega, who heads up the division of EDD that gets veterans jobs. Right? Okay. Now, here's the question. And start with you, Tommy.
Okay.
How do you all work together to get veterans to better the lives of veterans?
That happens every single day, Carl. When people come in to talk to me about what happened to them in the military, they share a lot about their current lives, things going on. And so they... As soon as they start mentioning anything about they're brand new to the area, they need housing, they need a job. I mean, I got cards on my desk just for these two gentlemen alone, so I keep pumping them out. So I mean, we work really, really close together, and vice versa. They're constantly sending people back my way who do have service connected disabilities. And who possibly are low income that possibly could actually get a pension if they were in the military at least one day during a wartime scenario and they were qualified. So we work really close every single day together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you say, Brad, on this one, Veterans Resource Center?
Well, veterans, depending on what they're deeming as the hot crisis on their plate, if it's money, cash flow, they're trying to get hooked up with medical stuff and things like that, they go talk with Tommy. But if it's housing for them, they come talk to me. They may not even realize. Now, I didn't until 4 years ago that I might qualify for a VA claim.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So example, they might come into me, they have a housing problem, and we'll say, hey, do you know you might be eligible for to put in a disability claim or a VA pension? And they've got some skills. And we say, yeah, you need to go over and talk with Rick because he can probably get you hooked up with a job. Keep talking with Tommy, get your claim going, and we'll get you a house, or we'll stabilize your housing. So veterans walk in, and they have no idea of what benefits that they might qualify for. So we feed back and forth on these potential benefits.
And Ricky, how when they come over to you to for the jobs, and you've got, say, you've got two counselors who are helping you, about 30 apiece right now, veterans to find jobs. So you're kind of getting a cross section too, right?
Yes, we feed off each other, like you said. In fact, collectively, we're referred to as the Three Amigos.
Right.
So
I just want to know if you're going to do the Three Amigos salute.
Well, we already did that out in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Yeah. That was probably why the people ran out screaming out there. That was it. That was why Dr. Maria left. You know, she said she's retching. But,
she's holding her sides.
She's holding her sides, laughing here. The Three Amigos.
We upset the traffic out on Market Street. But we really do feed off each other. And gosh, you know, I look back in the days, and we didn't know that we qualified for these things. We didn't know we had people like us in our capacities to assist us. My God, I know what kind of trouble I had. And I just enjoy working with these two guys. We really do feed off each other. We are a positive aspect of this community, and I've never had a problem or hiccup with any of these guys.
No. The veterans you have looking for jobs, some of them are retired, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of them have just done their 4, 8, 10 years and gotten out?
Yes.
All right, now, are you getting help from the community in placing jobs?
Absolutely, because really, I help veterans get jobs, but how I do that is by my job description, where I'm basically the interface between the community and those business owners, like Shasta Propane, for example. Stand-up guy.
Chuck Kinney is a great
Chuck
guy.
Kinney, Chuck Kinney, and he's so empathetic, people. And he knows. Well, he understands.
Oh yeah, he's a Vietnam veteran, and has built his new company, Shasta Tanks, with veterans. He's won an award for that. So
I know because I submitted
people?
Them.
Yeah, I know. That's right. The but are other people here in town? Are they helpful with veterans? I mean, I understand that one of the hospitals is actually tries to hire veterans specifically.
You know that the ebb and flow, you know, the coming and going of people and personnel regimes and whatnot. You know, but that's my job. You know, I got to go out there, look them face to face, shake their hand, and talk to them, and show what I can do for them. And show, you know, not all the times can I, you know, produce for them because, you know, the guys just don't have the training. They can't go be an RN tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right. We talked about retraining veterans. Are there places around here now? Well, of course, CloudWise. We're talking on the computer side. But if people want, does the Shasta's Builder Exchange? Working with them because of different heavy duty stuff they've got out there.
Shasta Builders Exchange is a good program. I enjoy those folks. And the other thing that's coming up, I'm coming, is Shasta College. I enjoy working with them. They're good value. For example, Eric Marshall, who's also a pilot and a local artist, and he's a professor out there at Shasta College, he runs that water treatment program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you that if a veteran comes to me and I give him put him in touch with Eric, he's going to get in that program. And those jobs start out pretty good. I mean, maybe, you know, starting out, they're getting $12 an hour at a local municipality. But, you know, they provide the training out there. They get a certificate. Mm-hmm. And they can go, some of those guys, the average ones, make pretty good money. I think the catalog at Shasta College said the average median salary was $69,000.
Well, you've also got heavy equipment operators out there. I think they've got a welding program out there. Mm-hmm. And the Shasta Builders Exchange has got different programs. You know, signmen, flagmen. And that's a good summer job. Trust me. I mean, you make more money make more money than you think at
absolutely.
That job.
And you know, you don't get out of that program in debt, you know, at a Shasta Builders Exchange. And I won't let them put veterans in debt.
Simpson University is starting, is really ramping up a new veterans program out there where they want to help veterans. They want to bring veterans in. They've got not just besides the GI Bill, you also have grants that can help and all that, but they're setting aside a whole a big office spaces for the veterans to come in. So, I mean, the time is ripe to help our veterans. And the three of you all working together is so super because, I mean, Brad, you know, you see a guy that needs help, give him over to Brad.
Yep.
Brad gets them, you know, gets them or helps them with their housing, stabilize their housing. He says, hey, you need to go see Ricky and over there and get it. You know, he's going to help you get a job. So, great.
But I'm glad you mentioned the veterans in the two local schools we got. Shasta College is getting up their veterans program again, club.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see that. That's where we need to focus our efforts.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that Simpson is coming along, too.
Simpson really is. That's Simpson right. wants even to grow this to be a northern hub or a central clearinghouse for educational information for the North State.
I'm on their board helping them do that.
So. Yeah, that's why we talked the other day, and they mentioned that. And mm-hmm. I said, well, Tommy knows what he's doing, knows that side of it, too. Well, anyway, gentlemen, I really want to thank you for being here and for everything you do for the community here, Tommy, and the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and of course, Brad. I mean, you're housing more people, or got your fingers into more people, getting them in the homes than anybody else here, and they don't even know about it. I mean, 520 people. Come on, that's yeah. you know, I mean, and they're talking. Here's all of our plans. Here's all our plans. Why don't they just give it to you and say, Brad, why don't yeah. you take care of this?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that?
Unfortunately, they'd all have to be veterans.
That's right. They yeah. all have to be veterans. But mm-hmm. still, 500-something veterans here, 520 veterans in the mm-hmm. last year. And Ricky, getting them jobs, which is, as we know, veterans' unemployment rate is much higher than civilians for some reason.
Well, there are reasons, historic reasons, and, you know, it's that attitude. Yes, we could go. That's another segment.
It's another segment, totally. But I tell you what, you get so much when you hire a veteran. So many great things when you hire a veteran.
You know, and that's my job. I champion the fact that, you know, there are some pretty good employees out there, but they need to be involved.
They do. All right, thanks, gentlemen. Hey, come back tomorrow. We've got a great show tomorrow, too. Maybe some surprises going on there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and we got three good guys in here with us today.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic when he appealed to Russian hackers to track down tens of thousands of Hillary Clinton's missing emails. The Clinton campaign pounced on Trump's remarks, saying it's the first time a U.S. presidential candidate has enlisted a foreign power to spy on an opponent. But Trump says it's all tongue-in-cheek. Tonight, Clinton takes center stage in Philadelphia as she formally accepts a Democratic presidential nomination.
What Hillary's going to do tonight, what we've done at this convention, is make sure people know the facts. This is someone who at every turn of his life has made more money, become more famous at the expense of working people.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook, referring to Donald Trump during an appearance on CBS this morning. Clinton, the first woman to be nominated as a major party presidential candidate, Trump says he'd love to see a woman become the country's chief executive, just not this